Okay, we have here a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, a famous Mishnah. Asara Nisyanis Nisnasa Avram Avinu. Famous Rav Chaim Volozhin, which is not for the shmooth, but just as good hashkafa. He says Avram Avinu to say that whatever Avram did became Yarshan to Klal Yisrael, it's Avinu, and now we have the kayach to do it. So what does it mean that Avram Avinu attended Nisyanis? He lived 100 and some odd years, but he only did 10 mitzvahs his whole life. So obviously what it means is that there were 10 super, super hard Nisyanis. Obviously every second of a life a person has Nisyan. A person has Bechira Chavshis. Anytime if Avram Avinu wanted to, he could have done an Aveira. There was a certain amount of Nisyan. He got Schar. But there were 10 super, super difficult Nisyanis. So we can imagine, these are the 10 hardest Nisyanis that Avraham had his whole life. And there was a tremendous shvach that Avraham passed him, which means we can sort of make a mistavra that if we were there, we definitely went to pass. Perhaps even Rekiv Eger would have been there, the Gra, I'm not sure where you stopped, in the Rekiv Eger, or the Abaye and Rava and the Tanoim, Pashtus, it was only Avraham Avinu that could pass these Nisyanis. But in Atana or in Amoira or even a Navi, probably Pashtus couldn't have. Pashtus Yechezkel wouldn't have been able to. Pashtus. Can't say for sure, but that's the Pashtus. So there's a Machlekes Rishayim. What are exactly the 10 Nisyanis? So we have different Shitas. So we're doing the Rambam Shita. Okay. So the Rambam says he bases it on the Psukim. Kudam Dibur HaKosef. All of them are in the Psukim. Right? In other words, the other people learn that some of them are like Or Kazdim, Kivshana Esh, that's not in the Psukim. So that's in the Medrash. So other people learn the 10 Nisyanis based on Midrashim. But the Rambam Shita is that the 10 Nisyanis are all mentioned in the Torah somehow, B'derech Ramiza. So what I want to do is just read the 10 Nisyanis, and maybe after we read them, to try and figure out why these are such hard Nisyanis. Okay. So yeah, the first one he says is a geiris, which is lech lecha me'artzecha. Okay, that we understand is a very, very hard nisayin. Obviously for, you know, especially we said in those days, people did not travel. It was probably unheard of to go to a different country, to go to, probably you didn't understand the language, you didn't understand the culture. They dressed differently, they acted differently. It wasn't like today we have emoji. The world, everyone travels, and everyone, you go to fly to India, they understand English, and it's the same, there's a certain similarities in culture. There the worlds were totally separated, and to go to a different country, to give me gayer, to accept a different religion, to be against one person, against the whole world, that's obviously a different, difficult site. Okay. Sheni Rav, Asher Nimsa Beres Kanan, Bevo Osham, that there was a famine when he got to Eretz Yisrael, v'hu yiado, and Hashem promised him be'esa negoi gado. V'zen nisayin gado. This is a very hard nisayin. V'hu amru v'hirah ba'ar. That's based on the pasuk. Okay, I want to come back to this, what this one is. Okay, hashlishi chomas hamitshem olav ilakok sardi paro. Okay, obviously that's a hard nisayin. Here's your wife, and she's being taken. And in Pasha, she's going to be Nensa, and you're going to lose your wife, and she's tortured to her. Obviously, a person would get very upset. Most of the Nisyanis would just say he didn't get upset. So obviously, a normal person reaction, this is what Hashem does to me. He lets my wife get Nensa, and you take to Paro, terrible. Okay. Haravi, Yilachma, Ba'arba, Melachim. I'm not exactly sure what that means. Pashim Shad is, it means that either that he went to battle, which was, he means, because it was the right thing to do, and it was Mesiras Nefesh, that he went to battle, or that he found himself in battle, and he wasn't scared. Here he's finding these tremendous malachim. It's not so clear, the Rambam. Chamishi loko Hagar Isha akashinos mehodet sara. Fifth one, that he took Hagar for a wife after he already gave up from having a child from Sarah. Hashishi hu amida. Okay, mida, I understand, is the tremendously difficult nisayin. Especially he's 99 years old. It's a difficult operation. It's not like people had that operation before. you don't know what's going to be. Hachashvi, Chamas Merek Gerara, Sarakta, Sarah Gamkein, again, taking Sarah. Hashmini, Gerish, Agarachim, Losam, Imenath. Here you have a mother with your child. This is your only child. Not your own child, take it back, but you have two children, but you throw out Hagar, you throw out Yishmael. Tishi, so first we're throwing out Hagar. Okay, the Tishi is throwing out Yishmael. He breaks it up into two. So that I can understand. Obviously, you feel connected to your wife and to the mother of your child and to your son. And then the tenth is, and it says clearly, Avram did what felt it was upset, and the tenth was Akedas Yitzchak. Okay. So the ones that I want to stop on that I don't really understand is the second one and the fifth one. So let's go over them again. What's the second one? Harav asher nimsa b'eretz Kanan, bevo osham. For who yiado, when Hashem told him, v'ayeschode goy gado, v'zen nisayin gado. So it sounds like from the Rambam that if Hashem would not have told him eschode goy gado, it wouldn't have been such a big nisayin. Okay, you travel, you get to Eretz Kanan, there's a rav, so you can't stay there, so you travel a little further, right? Basically, it's not like he got to Eretz Canaan, there was a Rav, so he traveled to Eretz Plishtin, I think it was. I do not know how far Eretz was, or he went to Mitzrayim then. I don't know how far it was, but okay, he's traveling from one place to another. He's going from where he was in Ur Kasdim and Choron. Going to Eretz Yisrael, get to Eretz Yisrael, you can't stay there, there's a Rav. So you have to travel further. It's not, apparently it wouldn't have been such a terrible thing. Sounds like, from the Rambam, the Nisayin was, for who yiado? You promised me, Hashem. You told me it's going to be great. You said, go to Eretz Canaan, it's going to be great. And what happens? I come to Eretz Canaan, and there's a Rav. Hey, what happened to your promise? I have a kasha. It's a good kasha. So what's the answer? Hashem promised, but Hashem lied. No, it's you, the kasha. Hashem lied. So in about 30 seconds, I came up with the answer. Probably took less than 30 seconds. That the eschod of goy gadol didn't mean right then and there. Eventually, you'll be a goy gadol. Doesn't mean you'll be a goy gadol immediately. Okay, you have to have patience. Eventually, Klai Yisrael will become a goy gadol. I'm assuming, maybe if you say otherwise, I think it'll be a different shmooze. I suspect that shmooze would be such a chiddush, that's too big of a chiddush, that if I could think of this answer in about 10 seconds, that Avram Avinu thought of this answer too. I don't think Avram Avinu had a problem with Amuna. Oyvei, Hashem said, eschode goy gadol, it didn't come true, Hashem lied to me, oyvei, I can't figure it out. And he'd have a nisayin, and the nisayin is that superficially it looked like Hashem lied, and he couldn't figure out an answer. Right? It just doesn't sound mistava. The answer is so blatantly pashut that mistama Avram Avinu also figured out the answer in 10 seconds. Maybe it took him 20 seconds, whatever it is. So then what's the big nisayin? Right? What's the nisayin of Ehu Yatra? If he understood the answer that the haftacha doesn't mean it wasn't referring to this, so why does having the haftacha make it such a big nisayim? So I suspect that's what the Rambam is adding. Is that nisayim gadol? I don't know. This is just a guess. But it's a little funny that in all the nisayinis, he doesn't say zen nisayim gadol. Pashtus, he doesn't mean to say that this was a bigger nisayim than Akedas Yitzchak, right? So why does all of a sudden this one, he says, but I would assume that he's Gufa telling you, you would think this is no big Nisayan. What's a big Nisayan? He got there. I was under the mistake that Hashem meant to settle in Eretz Canaan, and I misunderstood Hashem. So Rama says, no, don't make a mistake. Zen Nisayan Gado. Why is it a Nisayan Gado? The Nisayin Gado, I think it's a Tifa Yisayin here in Keiches and Nefesh. It's not necessarily the hardship. It's what you were expecting. In other words, if I'm expecting things to be hard, okay, I get myself ready. I know that it's going to be Yom Kippur. I'm going to have to fast for a day. I know I'm going on a trip. I won't have food for a week. And I psych myself out. Okay? I won't have food for a year. I'm going somewhere. And I get myself, I know it's coming. I prepare myself. And I'm fine. But I'm pacing myself. I'm traveling from Or Kasson, from Haran to Eretz Yisrael. It's hard. And I keep on telling myself, okay, just another week, and then I get to Eretz Yisrael, and it's going to be great. Okay? Getting closer. Okay, just hang in there for another 6 days. You can do it. Okay. One more day left, and then it's over. And then I get there, and I tell myself, I made it, and I'm about to collapse. Say, nope, start again. That's such a hard Nisayon. If you would have told me in the beginning, go from Or Kasdan and travel to Mitzrayim, sure, I could have done that. That's no big sweat. If I can travel from Or Kasdan to Eretz Yisrael, I can go a little further and go to Mitzrayim. But for the whole trip, I was telling myself, because I misunderstood what Hashem said. That was normal. I interpreted Hashem said, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, it's got to go to God, though. And I thought that meant right away. So this is what I believed. And so I'm counting on that. I'm keep on telling myself. It's like very often, and it happens, if you sometimes you just when you have to do something and you find that I just made it. I couldn't have hung on. And another minute, I don't think I could have. I could have pushed myself. Wait, is that true? But yeah, because you psyched yourself up that this is when it's going to end, so you can't continue anymore. That's it. Once I tell myself, okay, just the Yom Kippur is going over. No, you're not supposed to do it by Yom Kippur, but you know, okay, another 3 hours of fast is over. Another 2 hours of fast is over. Half hour is going to be over. If then, when you think the fast is almost over, someone will move the clock 2 more hours. I can't. You know, I just made it to the finish line. If they would tell you, you know, over here, there's a very long Yom Kippur. There's a Sfeika de Yoima. We have to keep 2 days in Shanghai. Okay, I'd fast 2 days. People can fast 2 days. But you can't spring it at me at the end. So this is such a hard Nisayon, which means that there's a dehir. I think if this is Reib Shad, it's a fascinating dehir in Koichas HaNefesh. That one of the hardest 10 Nisyonos of Avram Avinu that we said in the beginning that it could be that the Gra couldn't have kept, so to speak. I don't want to say for sure, but you know, Pashtus. The Chafetz Chaim couldn't have kept, and Rekiva Eger couldn't have kept, and Rebbe Kiva couldn't have kept, and Hiddo, and Shammai, and Yechezko, and Yeshaya, Pashtus, who took the goddess of Avram Avinu, keep it. It's not Mukhro, because we said maybe that they Yarshined it, so maybe they could keep it. I don't know. But it was a tremendous godliness of Avram Avinu is the fact that psychologically I wasn't prepared. Psychologically I made up my mind that the expectation, the false expectation, the belief that it's going to be easy, and then the disappointment, the shock, that is so much harder than. Imagine all the other Nisyonos, the stealing your wife, the, you know, Akedas Yitzchak. You put this in the same boat because I was disappointed. But that's the way it is, because it's like sometimes you see that sometimes. A person on a little thing, he goes crazy. You know, someone bothers you for 5 cents and you blow up. Someone else bothers you for $1 million, you lose $1 million. And you just take it in stride, but you scratch your car and you get a scratch. The guy goes crazy because he wasn't expecting it. He's taken by surprise. It's the disappointment. The disappointment sometimes in life makes certain nisyonos hundreds and thousands of times harder than the nisyonos that you were prepared for. So there's a tremendous Musar Haskel in both ways. First of all, it's an Eitzah Tova to accomplish difficult Nisyonos is by getting yourself prepared. If you prepare yourself, things aren't so difficult. The thing you have to avoid is being taken by surprise. That's what they say always when a person goes home. If a for Bein Hazmanim or anything, don't let yourself be taken by surprise. Figure out the Nisayon is going to come. When a person, this is not just Nisayon, it's like this, it's a disappointment. So the person, when he gets to be weary of disappointments, that they become such a hard Nisayon. Okay. That was Shmuz 1. Okay. Then we continue. Okay, the next Nisyanis, he says, I understand. Sarah's, they take Sarah. Okay, I understand that one. Okay, now what's number 5? Number 5 is, okay, the 4 Melachim was ambiguous. I can't say a shmuz on that. The number 5 was, Lako Hagar Isha, Akash and Noesh Mehodet at Sarah. It don't sound bad. Sounds great. I always wanted a child, right? I always wanted a child. What can I do? I'm married to Sarah. Sarah's an Akara. She can't have children. I accept my fate. Nisyayish. Nisyayish means I gave up. So I come to accept my fate that, you know, Sarah can't have a child. That's just the way it is. I'm not expecting a miracle. This is the law of nature. So Avram Avinu accepts he's not going to have a child. All of a sudden, there's a new suggestion that he never thought of, out of the blue. Marry Hagar. And apparently Sarah is advocating it. Kadosh Baruch Hu apparently gives his approval. So Avram, marry Hagar. And you'll have a child. I would think Avram would jump like, wow, this is amazing. Here I gave up ever having a child, and now there's, you know, I never thought that Sarah would ever agree to let me marry another wife, and obviously I wasn't going to do it without Sarah's permission and whatever. I don't know, whatever. And now, wow, what a chesed, Elyon, the greatest thing. I can marry another wife. I gave up hope of having a child. I'll marry Hagar. I'll have a child. This is wonderful. Why is this a Nisayon? What's the big Nisayon? He doesn't say. He says, Lokal Hagar, marrying Hagar to Isha. Acher Shenoida, you get, because Mehodet Misara. So what it sounds like, the Rambam is not so clear. Other Rishonim, I didn't see any other Rishon that counted this as one of the Nisyanis. So it's a little bit difficult to look at other people. The truth is, I didn't see the other one also, the Rambam, not Clark. But I didn't see this one counted. The other one, they do count, but maybe they say it a little differently. But this one, I didn't see anyone count at all. So I think there's a tremendous shmuz. The Rambam is mashma, pashtus. The Rambam adds, Acher Shenoash Mehodet Misara. Why does he mention that? Why is that relevant? That's like being a yenta. When did it happen that we told him to marry Hagar? Who cares when it happened? So it sounds like that's the Nisayon. Right. What it sounds like from the Rambam is Avram Avinu, his whole life he wants a child. And he was hoping and davening and expecting and waiting for a miracle to happen. And he's year after year after year, every Yom Shoshana, every Yom Kippur, every day he's davening, he's hoping. And finally, okay, I accept my fate. I'm not going to have a child. Okay, I come to terms. I've accepted it. 90 years I've been pushing for this. 90 or 70 years, whatever it was. I've been pushing for this. Okay, I've come to accept this is the way it is, and I'm happy. Sameach b'chelko. Okay. Just after I go ahead and no more pushing, no more doctors, no more this. I'm finished. I accept it. Hey, we got an idea for you, Avram. Why don't you marry Hagar and you have a kid? Help drain me a cup. I'm not having kids. I gave up of having kids. I'm already, I'm going to, again, the roller coaster. Again, I'm going to marry Hagar and get my hopes up, and then she's not going to have a child, and I'm going to go crazy again. Leave me alone. You know, I think that's such a difficult Nisayon. I already gave up. I gave up. I was Nisayish. Now I should start again. I can't start again. I gave up hope. I tried as hard as I can. I used every ounce of my energy. Avram Avinu probably davened, whatever else he could have done. He probably did every ounce of his being, of his status, to have a child. And it didn't go. And he reached a point that it was yish. So that's it. I gave up. I tried, I tried, I tried. You know how disappointing it was, and this, and I gave up. And now you want me to start again? And you're not, I don't know if there's a guarantee. I don't, no one knows for sure you're going to marry Hagar, you're going to have a child. You're just telling me, go marry, try again. Hey, we got a new suggestion. I found a new doctor, another Eitzah. There's a certain point. If I wouldn't have given up, okay, so I don't give up. So you give me another suggestion, I'll take that suggestion. New but Acher Shenoash, once I accepted, I gave up and I accepted it, now you call me up. Hey, you know, I just heard of another doctor. He says if you eat seaweed, it could go ahead. Don't drain me a cup with nachas, you know, this and that. I'm accepting the metzias of what I am. So it's also a tremendous chiddush in Koiches HaNefesh that here the pashta says really he did have a child from Hagar. So we would really he should grab on it. This is an opportunity to have a child. And you see later that he was upset when he had to send Hagar away because he loved that. There was a certain love for Yishmael. Notwithstanding that there's a stirim sukkim, we once said a shmooze on that there's a stirim sukkim. One pasuk says he loved Yishmael, one pasuk says he hated Yishmael. We gave a shmooze, he can love and hate at the same time. That was a different shmooze. But the ma'isa, there was, it was a successful. It wasn't just a shot in the dark, some crazy idea to marry Hagar. It really worked. It was a great suggestion, and it worked. But Aval became, what it sounds like from the Rambam, that when a person reaches Yish and he gives up, to go ahead and to expect him to be Chayzer Veneer and start again is one of the hardest Nisyanis. So what it means, of course, is a person has to realize this. And obviously, it's the most practical suggestion is as much as we can to avoid Yish. Person should try. Obviously, if Avram Avinu came to Yish, sometimes a person comes to Yish, but because that seems to be, there is no, I don't think there was a taina on Avram for coming to Yish, because it wasn't, he couldn't think of any other solution. But what it means is that sometimes we do come to Yish, even when it's not, there is no reason to come to Yish. And then, you know, a person comes to Yish, a person tries in yeshiva, and it doesn't go, he does something, whatever, and then he gives up Yish, to be able to go ahead, and once a person hits Yish, to go ahead and start again, it's very hard. It's like we said that the, you know, once you, certain, there are certain points, that once you pass certain points, it's very hard to go back. You know, we say if it's the, you know, so the person, to hear that person think, what's the big, okay, so I'll be Miyayish. You know, I'll take a break. Take a break. The break, if it's our break ossification, it's okay. But if it's a break out of Yish, I give up. I'm going to break. And then, listen, I can always come back. No, you have to hear that there's a certain thing that you can't just come back. That's so simple. If it's Yish, if it's not Yish, listen, I'll take this, I'll try this, that's fine. But the Yish is such a destructive force. Once a person gets to a point of Yish, then human nature is that people don't want to be started. Don't get my hopes up again. I can't go through that emotional roller coaster. And therefore, it becomes one of the hardest nisyonos to do to start again after Yish.